Alrighty, boys, we're incredibly stoked to be joined by Alex, or as most people know him, AMC and Wade. Boys, how's things?
Yeah, all good, man, all good.
Yeah, got
right. Sun's shining, it's wicked, so...
You've just come in from New Zealand?
Yeah, we just literally flew in about 3 hours ago.
Yeah, fantastic, how was it?
New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible, we got to go back there tomorrow.
Oh, right, so it's like a so literally yo-yo set up.
Yeah. But then we're back in Australia on the...
I think it's on the 7th. I think it's on the 7th. Yeah,
so we're coming back basically.
We're Brisbane, Melbourne, and Sydney.
Yeah, okay, fantastic.
Yeah, something like that.
So, have you got another gig in New Zealand in like a couple of days?
We got Bay Dreams tomorrow, then we got Bay Dreams South, then we got Bay Dreams North, and then we got plane sailing
as well,
and then we got Melbourne, and then we got Brisbane, and then we got Adelaide, and then we got Sydney.
Yeah, fantastic. So, yeah. Nice. Yeah. So you've been to Perth heaps, I've heard.
Oh yeah,
with Jared all the time.
Yeah, Perth is like a second home to me. Yeah. You know, like I've got friends here who I consider family.
Yeah, fantastic.
When I came here in 2021, I landed in WA, and literally while I was in the air, WA got locked off.
Right.
So when we landed, at first they thought they were just going to send us back.
Yeah.
They let us off the plane, and then I was meant to be doing my headline show at Metro, and. And then I just got stuck here for 3 weeks waiting for them to give us the all clear to go for the Metro show. And then not only did we get the all clear, they allowed us to go full cap.
Oh, fantastic.
And we just went for it, and it was just, the place was nuts.
Unreal.
I said to Jeff earlier, that's one of the best shows I've ever done in my entire career.
Really?
Because of the vibes, and then also because of like everything that he'd put into it, production-wise, like, not only did it was it really amazing production, but it allowed like us to like go away to like other places and go, right, look, this is what we can do.
Yeah, okay.
You know? And I wouldn't be able to do that without him, man. So I love Jeff for that.
Nice. You've obviously been doing this for a fair while. Where's the best place you've ever played?
The best place. You know what? That's a difficult question because
There's
been
for
so
me,
many.
It's
got,
yeah.
So many.
For me, there's two answers to that. One, Perth, because we're in Perth right now, and if we don't say that, I got a feeling they're going to kick off. Let It Roll all day long. There's something about Let It Roll. You can play any fucking tune you wanted in Let It Roll, it's going to go off.
The main question I had was, so obviously you play in a lot of different countries.
Yeah.
Do you need to tailor your sets differently to play in different crowds? Like, do you find
100.
Certain things?
100. Yeah.
And where's, what's about us playing in Australia? What do you need to do, like, to liven up that crowd?
Well, I think, I don't know. Do you know what? Back in the day, when I used to come to Australia, it was like, right, you got to stick at least one Pendulum tune in your fucking set. I think these days, I think, like, the generations have got so further forward now. I think, like, you know, I don't think playing a Pendulum tune is much as needed as it was, you know? I still do it purely for the fact because I'm a massive fan still.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. When I tailor my sets, what I tend to do is I have, like, chunks of mixes, right? Yeah. And then I have like these paragraph markers that I like made in Record Box of just like a blank tune with no writing in it. So then you can actually clearly distinguish between groups of mixes. And then when you're up on stage, you start with what you want to start with, but then what you start with kind of gauges where you might want to go. And then after that, it's a fucking free for all, really.
So obviously you're very, you've got a lot of accolades. You've won Best DJ multiple times. So this question may not apply to you, but if a set's not going well, what's your go-to tune to sort of bring it back up?
Wow, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
It varies, man. It depends where you are, you know? It also depends how old the crowd is.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. I mean, you've got your bait ones, your Mr. Happy's and all this kind of shit. But then, sometimes, you can just draw for an old fucking caliber tune, and you'd be like, wow, that really worked.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a flip of a coin.
Yeah, fantastic. You know? We do have one question that was suggested to us. It was, when was the last time you had your hair cut?
When was the last time I had my hair cut?
Yeah. When did you have a day?
About a week ago.
Yeah. And is that too long?
Fuck yeah.
It's funny that you say that because...
It's due another fucking trim, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I was speaking about haircuts earlier. Because I'm a guy that likes to get my hair cut every week.
So it looks the same all the time.
It's my second week over here and obviously I've gone over my mark. And yeah, so it's now about me looking for a barber to get my hair cut and get my trim because I like to keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But...
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but we've got 5 minutes until we're on that stage.
Yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah. Oh,
God. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice one.
Take care of yourselves, guys. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck with the podcast and everything, man.
Thank you.